True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Peter Frampton ringing the opening bell, getting us going, although it should have been the most wonderful time of the year, because it really is. Man, you got football season starting up in earnest, both the NFL and college and high school. Before you know it, the weather's going to turn cool. It's going to be Halloween. It's going to be Thanksgiving. It's going to be Christmas. My favorite time of year. You?
Yeah, we're getting into that time where everything exciting happens. The holidays, football. I'm just happy it's here.
I'm happy, too. We're going to talk to Jeff Palermo when we come back about LSU La Tech. Then we're going to talk to Dan Gill, professor at the LSU Ag Center, about maybe planting some flowers this fall. Believe it or not, Mr. Concrete, Tommy Tucker here, is thinking about planting some flowers.
Ooh.
Yeah.
What are you going with?
I have no idea. That's why I've got to talk to Dan Gill. We'll be back, WWL. 6:13 now on this beautiful Friday morning. It'll be a nice weekend, dry but hot. I actually drove yesterday morning with the windows down and the sunroof open for a while, but then it turned miserably hot. But there was a little bitty bit of time where you could enjoy it. Overall, highs throughout the weekend around, 90 degrees or so. Not a chance for showers until Tuesday. And then highs next week in the mid to upper 80s. So maybe a little bit of fall weather coming in. Right now it's time to talk LSU football every Friday with Jeff Palermo as Rouse's Markets Football Friday. Shop and save at Rouse's, the official supermarket of LSU. How you doing, Jeff Palermo? Something happened with Jeff. We had Jeff Palermo, but we'll reinstate him in a moment here and find out what's going on with him and talk about LSU football. You can text us always at 504-260-1870. Tell him, you know, your thoughts on LSU and the Saints, and I would really like to get your Saints prediction this season, for the Saints season. Your prediction for the Saints season. I'll get it out. Because I honestly would hate to make a prediction. I don't know. It wouldn't surprise me if they went 1-16. It wouldn't surprise me if they went 15-2. I don't know. It all depends on injuries and how they look in the first game and so forth. Now we're joined by Jeff Palermo. How you doing, Jeff?
Hey, Tommy. How you doing today?
I'm all right. Those Tigers, first of all, came out of the game against don't tell me. I'll come up with it real quick. Against Clemson. Thank you. Unscathed for the most part, right?
Yeah. No major injuries from that game. Really, Destin Hill was the only significant one. He's a backup wide receiver, injured his hand. So they go into week two healthy, and the idea is obviously to get through this game coming up without any major injuries.
Tell me about La Tech.
Well, Louisiana Tech is led by head coach Sonny Cumbie, and they're good defensively. They've really been a good team defensively. One of the ranked, anyways, one of the top 20 defenses in the country a year ago, and then they shut out Southeastern Louisiana this past Saturday. But they've just really they've struggled offensively, and Sonny Cumbie nearly lost his job because of just how bad they were offensively a year ago. He was brought in, kind of a guy that learned a lot from the late Mike Leach over at Texas Tech and well, just over in the time. They've just really struggled on that side of the football. They haven't been able to get anything going. And they didn't score any touchdowns in the first half against Southeastern Louisiana. And their offensive coordinator, Tony Franklin, came down from the press box and had a coach from the sideline. So they're still figuring out things offensively. So that's the big issue. But I'm sure they're going to challenge LSU on when their defense is on the field. Colby Fields is one of their better players. He actually started at LSU. So it's one of those matchups, Tommy, that you would think that LSU should be able to win fairly easily in.
That being said, for Louisiana Tech, this is their national championship game, right? And that's the way LSU's going to have to look at every opponent that is not with the SEC or maybe ranked.
Yeah, I mean, this is a big one. I would imagine they're really excited about having the opportunity to play in Tiger Stadium. LSU's got to come ready to play. I mean, this is one of those games. I think, to me, you know, you had all this. You had a great win. You have everyone talking about, how you're a national championship contender, that you should be ranked number one in the country. So how does this team handle success? I think that is the next step for this program, is can they come out there and play well? I mean, if you go back to last season, LSU loses a really gut-wrenching game to USC in the season opener. They come back. They play Nichols. And LSU just kind of sleepwalks through that game. And there was a lot of disappointment with how LSU played. Now, I don't know. I mean, just because of human nature, Tommy, I don't think you can have the same intensity and focus from LSU's perspective for Louisiana Tech as you would for Clemson. That's just the way it is. So, but that doesn't mean you go out there and you really play a sloppy game and you allow Tech's running back to run 70 yards for a touchdown. Those things should not happen tomorrow night. LSU does need to handle the moment. You got a lot of people patting this team on the back. They can't just sit there and say, yep, okay, we accomplished something great, and you know, now we could put our feet up. No, they got to keep working at it. There's still things to improve on the offense. They want to get the deep pass probably going in this game. I would think you'd want to get some more guys involved in the running game. You would love to get a guy like Caleb Jackson some carries and some confidence in this game. So you're still working out issues on the offensive line and so forth. So still a lot to work on, and you're far from a team that's, really, truly ready to win a championship.
And also, if it's going to be the Super Bowl if it's going to be a national championship or a big championship game for, because I don't want to get sued, saying the big word, but if you want to make it as a big game for the opposing team, well, then maybe the LSU backups, who could see some time, they're going to have to look at it as their big game to show what they can do as well, right?
Oh, I would think so. For a guy, I just mentioned his name, Caleb Jackson. I mean, he is supposed to be, the number two or the number three running back on this team, and he barely saw any playing time in the game against Clemson. So this is his opportunity to show what he's got. There are probably some wide receivers that are pushing to get some more playing time. They will have that opportunity. On defense, you got so many backups on that side of the ball. You got this deep rotation of guys that you can use on the defensive line and in the defensive secondary. Those guys will get their opportunity in this game as long as, LSU can grab a comfortable lead. So, yeah, for sure. That's a big part of this game. And then there's probably some guys, if you really blow the doors off of this thing, there's probably some guys that have been identified as, hey, you're only going to play four games this year because we want to preserve your red shirt. Mm-hmm. And this might be their opportunity to get out there for a few plays.
Seems like if you're the coach, you want to get them ready. You want to build a first half big lead, and you want to work out some things that didn't go so well last week with the first team. then you get the second team in there, and then you really let them show their stuff. We'll see. Well, 6:21 more when we come back with Jeff Palermo. Every Friday is Rouse's Market Football Friday. Shop and save at Rouse's, the official supermarket of LSU, with Jeff Palermo. Right now, time for WWL Traffic. Come on, 6:26, Tommy Tucker, WWL, Jeff Palermo, WWL.com columnist, Louisiana Network News Director, previewing Louisiana Tech LSU game. Jeff, you got an article posted at WWL.com about the transfer portal. Talk about it, if you would, please.
Yeah, well, I mean, this is it's been very interesting to hear a lot of these transfer portal players. And two of the guys that I talk about in my latest article is Mansoor Delane and Josh Thompson. But, you know, I've heard similar statements from Jack Pyburn. And, you know, when you're in the transfer portal, especially before revenue sharing started, a lot of these guys got into the transfer portal looking at it, hey, this is the last time that I can really hit on a big NIL deal, because things are going to change with revenue sharing, and NIL deals are now scrutinized and so forth like that. So when you think about that on the surface, you just think there's a bunch of players that are in the transfer portal looking to cash in, and that's kind of the motive behind getting into it. But, you know, really hearing from all of these guys, they want to win. And you got a head football coach here at LSU that really wants to win. Mm-hmm. I mean, he's done everything you would want to do as a college football coach, coached at some of the best programs in all of college football, but he's never won a national championship. And it's glaring that that's missing from his resume. And you could sit there and say that he's got the cushy 10-year contract worth $100 million, and, you know, he doesn't have anything to worry about for the rest of his life because of that. But he really is, Brian Kelly I'm talking about, is really driven to win, and he's trying to set the culture and the standard. And hearing a lot of these players talk, that's what really bought him into coming to LSU. Mm-hmm. The Josh Thompsons of the world, the Mansoor Delanes, the Jack Pyburn, and a lot of these other guys, the NIL is great, and that's something that they can enjoy. And, you know, now you're getting paid directly from the university, and all that is great. But these guys came here to, one, improve their NFL draft stock, but two, is to win a championship. And in that story with Mansoor Delane and Josh Thompson, both of them talked about that when they were in the transfer portal, they recognized what was happening at LSU and how aggressive they were and the type of players they were getting out of the transfer portal. And it made them really want to come to LSU because they thought something special was building here.
And what's so?
And I think
what's
it was on full display in that game against Clemson.
What's so interesting to me, Jeff, I didn't mean to interrupt you, I'm sorry, or exciting about that, is that to me seems like something that is going to build on itself and build on itself and build on itself.
No doubt about it. And I think it, as I mentioned, it was on full display in the game against Clemson, and that was one of my biggest question marks going into that game and really going into the season. How is this all going to mesh where I don't want to say you're putting a team together on the fly, because you got a lot of guys that are returning, and Garrett Nussmeier and Whit Weeks and Harold Perkins and Chris Hilton and Caden Durham. You know, there's a lot of guys that are back from a season ago, but you're incorporating 40 new players, and it's tough. It's not easy. And at least for one game, it looked like they mastered it. They were successful in it, but yeah, still a long way to go. 11 more regular season games to go, and there's going to be pitfalls and speed bumps and all that kind of stuff, and they'll have to try to, you know, navigate through all that.
You know, as I read that article, I was thinking, you know, Brian Kelly's 63, independently wealthy. I don't see him going anywhere else to get a coaching job. To me, he's all in with LSU until it ends and win as many national championships as he can. Do you think I'm wrong in presuming that?
No, I don't see him going anywhere else. And when you look at the landscape of coaching in college football, there's just, you know, I know there's Bill Belichick, and maybe put that aside because that's kind of a different story, whatever's going on over there. But you just don't see many head coaches in their 60s in this game anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Because the game has changed so much, how Brian Kelly has adapted to this new world of college football is, to me, has been very impressive. I don't think it's been talked much about, but, you know, let's face it. I mean, the way they're doing things now is what chased Nick Saban out of the business.
And I was going to say
that have bowed out, saying, "You know what? This isn't for me."
And the difference is Brian Kelly's embraced it, as opposed to Nick Saban, who said, "Screw this! I'm not going to play."
That's right. And even Brian Kelly mentioned when the LSU's got a general manager of football, right, Austin Thomas.
Mm-hmm.
And Brian Kelly was asked a couple of weeks ago, "Did you ever think you'd want a GM as your college football?" He's like, "No, that's why I never wanted to coach in the NFL. I wanted to pick my own players, and I wanted to do this and that." And now it's just completely different. Completely different. Yeah, Brian Kelly has a say as far as who they recruit, but it's a much more of a team effort. And then you got to figure out how much that player is going to get and all this other kind of stuff. And he pretty much stays out of that. He's more about coaching ball, and I think he's actually kind of enjoyed it instead of dealing with the headaches that kind of go on behind the scenes with all this recruiting stuff now.
Go Tigers. Thank you, Jeff. Every Friday with Jeff Palermo, Rouse's Markets Football Friday. Shop and save at Rouse's, the official supermarket of LSU. 6:31 time now, WWL First News. 6:46, 14 till 7, Tommy Tucker, WWL, joined by Dan Gill, professor of the LSU Ag Center, host of The Garden Show. I was listening to you last week, Dan Gill. How you doing?
Hey, Tommy, I'm doing great.
You know, you told me a long time ago, I asked you, is it better to have a bad garden or concrete? And you said concrete, and that's what I did. But now, Dan, now I'm thinking about, I got a mailbox that's out in front with a little brick pedestal, you know what I'm saying? And I'm thinking about putting some flowers around that. So I was paying attention in last week, because I knew you were coming on to ask you, and it seems like it's in direct sunlight for most of the day. So what would I want to put in there if I want to put some nice flowers in there that are going to dress up the mailbox and everything else?
Well, the interesting thing is that we're kind of in a transition right now between seasons. So it's September, and it's still hot. So all of our summer bedding plants are doing just great. They're blooming. They're looking fine. But, October will start cooling down. Mm-hmm. In November, it'll get chilly. We'll start seeing freezes. And those summer bedding plants won't last through the winter. So right now, we have an interesting choice. We can go to the nurseries. The nurseries are full of warm season bedding plants, and we can buy those and plant them. Mm-hmm. And you could choose things like Angelonia would be really nice this time of the year. There's some beautiful little small growing zinnias. Lantana blooms its heart out. Lantana is tough as nails, and we oftentimes see lantana.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
And are planted around mailboxes because, you don't get a lot of care out there by the street.
Mm-hmm.
So lantana would be a great choice, but it's only going to last until the weather turns cold. The other option would be to wait until October, until next month, and then plant a cool season bedding plant. Now, something like dianthus or snapdragons or pansies or viola, and they will bloom from October, November all the way until April of next year. So you get a lot more bang for your buck if at this point you can kind of hold off on planting and wait and plant cool season bedding plants in about a month or 6 weeks. That way you'll have color for longer. But if you're desperate for color right now, you really want to get something in, I would tell you to plant lantana. It's just such a good, tough plant. It's resilient. It attracts butterflies and bees. It's a good pollinator plant. And it's a classic for planting around the mailbox.
All right, so I know this is below Dan Gill's pay grade, but so I got mud there right now. What do? I get potting soil and I build it up, and do I taper it down from the base toward the rest of the lawn? Take me from the get-go, Dan. This is Gardening 101.
Well, you do want to improve that soil because you want those bedding plants to do really well for you. So what you do is you remove all the grass for the area that you want to put the bed into.
Done.
Remove all the grass.
Already
or
done.
Anything else that might be there.
Already done.
Then
nice square pattern.
Oh, super. The hardest work is almost done then.
Mm-hmm.
And then use a shovel to dig down about 6 to 8 inches into the ground.
Call 811
first. A good 8 inches. And turn the soil over really well, and then not potting soil, which we use in containers, mm-hmm. but get a bag of compost or a bag of manure. Either of those sources of organic matter are really great, and put about a 2 to 4 inch layer of that organic matter over the tilled soil that you have done there for the bed. And then any general purpose fertilizer that you see there at the nursery,
mm-hmm.
that comes in a granular form. The numbers don't mean all that much in this instance. Just scatter a little bit over, following the package directions, and that fertilizer, those extra nutrients, will really help that those bedding plants produce all the flowers and grow as vigorously as you'd like. And then take your shovel and thoroughly incorporate the organic matter and the fertilizer into the soil of the bed. When you finish, you're going to notice between fluffing up the soil and adding the organic matter, it now sits higher than the rest of the yard. And that's good because you want that because of the drainage we need. Once you've got that done, use a rake to level it off, shape up the sides, and then you're ready to plant.
And then just move it over and make a little hole and then just take it out the thing and put it in the ground?
Yeah, the way I usually do it, Tommy, with bedding plants is, say you buy them in 4-inch pots.
Mm-hmm.
We'll decide how many you need before you get there. We space lantana about 1.5 feet or so apart. So decide how many you need before you go to the nursery, buy them, bring them back, and then place them in their pots on the soil of the bed in the arrangement that you want them to grow in. So you make sure they're spaced properly, they look good. Once you have them arranged in their pots the way you think looks good, then take them out of the pot and plant them right where you have them sitting. And that way you'll get a result that you like. And then once they're planted, make sure you put some mulch down. So buy a bag of mulch at the nursery, or if you have some mulch at home, any kind of mulch, your favorite mulch, about 1 or 2 inches of mulch, apply that over the bed, and you'll have something your neighbors will say, look at what Tommy did.
I like that, man. You got me all excited about this. 6:52, take a break, come back. I got some questions coming in about transplanting a peach tree and about best vegetables to grow in the fall, winter. Dan Gill's our guest. You can hear him Saturday mornings here on WWL. I listen all the time and I enjoy it, and I'm not much of a gardener. I'm more of a concrete guy, but I'm going to get into it with these lantana, and then I'm going to get some viola or pansies or snapdragons, and maybe all three. 6:52 traffic, WWL. 6:57. Quickly back to Dan Gill. He'll be on tomorrow morning, but he's nice enough to give us some of his time today. Somebody wants to know about the best time to transplant a peach tree.
That would be during the winter when it's dormant. So mid-December to the end of February would be the best time.
Best vegetables to grow in the fall, winter, cabbage, cauliflower. When should they be planted?
Right now, we're planting transplants of cabbage and cauliflower and broccoli right now. You can plant seeds if you prefer to plant seeds, but the transplants are there at the nursery. There's no hurry. You can plant them well into October, but if you want to start getting them in the ground now, you certainly can.
Is there any flowering plant that I can plant at the beginning of the summer? It will bloom throughout the summer, and then I can cut it back when the weather gets cold, and then it comes back the next year and blooms again.
Well, you know, oddly enough, the lantana I was telling you about,
mm-hmm.
That really can usually survive the winter, Tommy. So sometimes it gets cold enough to kill them, but they're pretty reliable. So lantana would be a great choice for a plant that blooms all summer long into the winter and then usually comes back after winter freezes.
I pulled up a picture of lantana. I think I'm going to get some of that and plant it, and you just keep it there till it dies, right, pretty much?
You know, Tommy, it doesn't look that wonderful in the wintertime when it gets cold, you know, kind of hung down. But if you can deal with it through the winter, it'll come back again and bloom for you again next year. So, yeah, depending on how you want to handle it, that could stay there for years.
And real quick, can I plant potato eyes in the ground, or is there a potato seed I need?
You plant a whole piece of the tuber, not just the eye, but you cut the tuber into pieces about the size of an egg, and you plant those. So not just the eye and not a seed, but a piece of the tuber.
I'm not trying to be stupid. Do you have to carve it in the shape of an egg, or you just cut it like so? No, seriously. I don't know these things. I don't know.
It's just for reference purposes.
Oh.
So you know how big it should be, Tommy.
Kind of like quartering the potato, something like that?
Carve a face on it. It'll appreciate it.
I'd be sitting there carving it like the shape of an egg. I don't know. Hey, Dan Gill, thank you. Pleasure as always, all right?
Sure.
We'll listen to you tomorrow morning, and thank you. I appreciate you coming on. Dan Gill, professor at the LSU Ag Center, host of The Garden Show. I'm going to plant a garden and take some pictures. Ian Ozan joins us. We come back, co-host of the Manning Family Children's Prep Football Roundup. Get a preview of that, then we'll talk about criminal court.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.